Mr. Nystrom cannot avoid this court's explicit claim construction by arguing that the all elements rule is limited to only express terms. His brief is filled with that argument. In his reply, after we pointed out that it is improper, he tries to run away from it. The bottom line is he's identified absolutely no authority to this court that supports that point. The only case he cites is Tronzo, which did involve an express claim limitation that was held to be vitiated. It does not hold that you cannot look at the claim construction. In fact, this court has held any number of times, and the cases we cite in our brief are replete with this. The decisioning case, Sea Change, Searfoss, TIP Systems, which Mr. Nystrom cites in his brief, all hold that the all elements rule applies to the claims as construed.
What's the standard for applying the missing limitation requirement of vitiation?
Your Honor, the standard.
How do you decide if it's missing?
You would have to do essentially an equivalence analysis on that limitation.
So you redo the equivalence analysis again. Why do you do that over again?
Well, Your Honor, our view, going back, this is limited to the vitiation argument. Your Honor made some points about, or asked some questions about res judicata. We also argued that in our brief as an alternative ground.
Res judicata is a stronger argument, but you started out with vitiation,
yes,
so you're going to have to live with that.
Okay.
Tell me how, why do you reapply? What would ever make us reapply the same test twice?
Okay. Your Honor, I don't know that you would reapply the entire equivalence analysis.
You'd have to. The only way you can tell if there's a missing limitation is to see if it's substantially the same as what is claimed.
Well, Your Honor,
you'd have to reapply the equivalence analysis a second time. And it's kind of strange, isn't it? So you have the doctrine of equivalence is, by definition, a missing limitation because it's substantially, it's an insubstantial variation. A missing limitation that doesn't cause infringement under the vitiation doctrine is exactly the same thing. How do I know which is, how much missing is missing?
Well, let me start with the context of this case as opposed to the abstract question. First, every limitation, and this is Warner Jenkinson, every limitation is material. So you have to look at that limitation. It cannot be ignored. What we know here is that in the prior proceedings, we have an admission, and yes, it relates to res judicata, but it's a piece of evidence in the case, and it relates to this issue as well. We have an admission by Mr. Nystrom in the record.
But see, the problem I have is if you're asking me to reapply the doctrine of equivalence to determine if there's vitiation of the doctrine of equivalence, which is so circular as to be stupid, but apparently that's our law, you say. So I'm applying the doctrine of equivalence to see if there's a vitiation of the doctrine of equivalence. You're asking me to find facts on appeal.
Well, no, Your Honor, I'm not. The district court looked at this issue. There is absolutely no
issue.
Isn't
the doctrine of equivalence a factual issue?
It is a factual issue.
And you're asking me to reapply it to determine if there's vitiation. That's factual on top of factual.
But there is no dispute in this case that the product is a composite. It is made from sawdust and recycled plastic waste. It is not wood.
But if I'm going to make factual findings, why don't I decide 50-50 wood is as much a board as 60-40 wood or 70-30 wood? I mean, it's that line drawing again. If it's factual and you're going to let me draw the lines on the facts, why isn't 50-50 a wood board as much as 60-40 is a wood board?
Because sawdust is not wood. That issue was decided previously by the district court twice,
three times
now. Oh, but
you're trusting me now to redo the doctrine of equivalence.
Your Honor, it's
also we're not looking at the literal anymore. We're seeing if it's insubstantially different.
It's been decided.
I'm saying there's enough wood in there to be wood.
Okay. It's been decided by this court before that there's not enough wood in sawdust to be wood. And Mr. Nystrom, as an evidentiary matter, totally apart from res judicata, admitted that.
Well, now that's another story. If you want to argue res judicata to me, I'm okay. But if you're going to argue vitiation and let me make the factual finding, you're running a risk, aren't you?
Very well, Your Honor. I understand. We feel that the admission is a piece of evidence in the record, and it's already
that
very
I
clear.
Agree.
And it applies with respect to vitiation just as much as it applies with respect to res judicata. this court held previously, based on waiver, not a merits determination, that a piece of composite material made of sawdust and recycled plastic waste and extruded is not a wood board cut from a log.
What if your client's next product is-